1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, this is the chapter about love, but in chapter 12, we just read that Paul's arguing that you don't need to focus upon all this having of miraculous gifts that all look so smart and cool, to speak in foreign languages, to do miracles, etc. Because he says, desire earnestly the best gifts, and yet I will show to you a more excellent way. And what we're now going to read is this more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, he's saying, even if I could speak angels' language, and if I don't have love, I'm become like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and don't have love, I'm nothing. Even if I give all that I have to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but if I don't have love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long, that is, it is very long-suffering, super patient, and is kind. Basic kindness. This is actually something that you've got to decide to do. You might feel naturally kind towards some people, but to live a life of general kindness, as Jesus did, this is something you've got to really make yourself do. Love does not envy. So if you envy someone, I'm jealous of what you've achieved, or I'm jealous of your car, of your house, or whatever, you actually are not loving that person. Because you can't love somebody who you're jealous of. So what a wonderful and very deep reason not to envy, not to be jealous of someone. Because if you're jealous of them, you can't love them. Love does not vaunt itself. Love doesn't show off. Now, why don't you show off? Because it's going to make other people feel bad. If you say, look, let me just show you my wonderful car, my wonderful house, the person who doesn't have a car or doesn't have a very good one is going to be made to feel small and inadequate. And so Paul says, the way of love does not boast and does not show off. You know, I've got this wonderful toy. I've got this wonderful thing. And by showing off like that, you're actually provoking in the person who hears you feelings like jealousy, envy, etc. And so the way of love is not like that. Love is not proud. Love is not puffed up. So you don't get puffed up by the good things you have in your life. Now, it's true, I think, that all of us get given good cards, as it were, and bad cards. It's like playing a card game. And you look at your cards when you've got them and you think, oh, that's a good one. And you think, oh, that's not a good one. And that is a little bit how it is with life, that God has given us cards. And in Christ, in a sense, we've just been given everything, really, all that you could want. But, you know, there are some bad things. And he's saying, don't get puffed up. That is, for those good cards that you've got, don't get proud. And again, this is not the way of love, because that is not going to help other people. Love does not behave itself wrongly. Love does not seek her own. In other words, if you go through life thinking, what's best for me? I'm just going to do whatever's in my heart. Oh, I feel like doing that, or well, I shall do it. See, this is seeking what is good for you. And the way of love is not like that. It is not focused on you. Love is not easily provoked. Now, we are all provoked by things that happen, by people saying annoying things, by people doing bad things to us. And we can very easily be provoked to then hit back. Love, I think he means here that love is a way of being. It is something that you are. These are not just random attributes that you have, characteristics that you have. But he's saying that love, that is an attitude of life that is based around love, does not get easily provoked, you know, go flying off the handle. You trod on my toe. Why you trod on my toe? You know. No, the way of love is not like that. Love thinks no evil. In other words, it is just part of being human that we have self-talk, that we talk to ourselves. It doesn't mean you're crazy. I used to think I was a bit crazy because I talked to myself until I realized that actually everybody does. And that is part of being human. Love thinks no evil. And a lot of our self-talk, if we're not careful, can be imagining negative things about other people. Huh, what's he doing tonight? Huh, I bet that he's watching something he didn't ought to be watching. I bet he's probably drinking. I bet he's probably doing this, and I bet he's probably thinking that, and I bet he's probably next week he's going to go and do this or that. Love does not think like that. Love thinks no evil. So love is positive. Love does not rejoice in sin. Now, that again is something that is very easy to do, that people love to watch people sinning in films, movies, and so on, and say, but I'm not doing it. I'm not going around shooting hundreds of people. That was just on the movie. But they are watching it and loving it. So in a sense, they are rejoicing in sin. Or it could be that we rejoice over the punishment of somebody else, rejoicing that somebody else got into trouble. And this is not the way of love. Love does not rejoice in sin, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So the idea is that we are positive and that we are hoping for the salvation of others. Now, that is not to say that we are to be naive, but the hope that it speaks of here is rather like the hope of the Good Shepherd, who searches for the sheep until he finds it. Who's the Good Shepherd? Jesus. Does Jesus actually succeed in finding everybody? No, he doesn't. But he searches until he finds. That's the attitude. I'm going to keep going until I find this person, even if you don't in the end. Love never fails. And that's the thing, that it keeps on keeping on. But where there's the gift of prophecies, they will fail. Where there's the gift of tongues or languages, they will finish. Where there's the gift of knowledge, it will vanish away. We know just in a partial way, and we prophesy only about a few parts of things. But when that which is complete is come, then that which is from parts will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now, we see through a glass, darkly, that is, in a very poor mirror, because they used to make mirrors out of bits of stone that they polished. They didn't have glass, or copper, or metal that they polished. So they didn't get a great reflection in a mirror. So he says, we see in a mirror, very darkly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know just partially, from parts, but then I will know even as also I am known. So now remain faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So I think that what he's saying is that at the time that Paul was living, they did have these gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they were getting revelations from God. They were inspired to write things down. And he's saying that that's all going to end. It's all going to be replaced with the way of love. And now that the Bible, the New Testament, has been completed, we don't need all those revelations. We have God's word before us, the complete record of God's word. And so it's for us to focus on this life of love in every way.